This Sceptred Isle, Empire. Episode 31, After the Revolution, The Boost to Canada.
We continue our story of the British Empire at the point where the British have just lost their American colonies. We're in 1783. The Georgians, powdered wigs and tricorn hats, silver buckles, Gainsborough, Mrs. Siddons, black slaves. 1783, America has gone, but the sun is not setting on the empire. Within 100 years, this empire will be the biggest the world has seen, a quarter of the globe under British rule. At its peak, some 440 million people. That's about the size of 21st century Europe. 440 million. 50% of ships in the world would be flying the red ensign. The London exchanges, London insurers, traders and bankers would all be the biggest because of the amount of the empire's business that passed through the city. The empire was so big that when Britain went to war, it became a world war, so widespread were her colonies. Yet when it all began, there had been no plan that it should grow as it did. In fact, there was no plan at all. The British did not set out to build an empire. It happened. Investors and settlers, supported by an often impoverished crown, sailed to the Caribbean, to the Americas, to the East Indies, then to India and Africa, and eventually to Australasia, for two reasons: to make money and to make